Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I have got the stories of hope again for us today. Fantastic, fantastic time to introduce you to four incredible women that are changing the way things are done, that have transformed their lives, that are helping hundreds and hundreds of people across the globe, and they're here to share their incredible story with you today. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and it's always an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. I wanted to take a moment right now, bringing our conscious awareness onto our 4th of July, and you know how this is not our normal 4th of July, right? Because nothing is normal. And I want to, as I was tuning into our beautiful America and tuning into, and I'm sure that many of us can feel how tired America is, in specific to what we've been through over the last past, I want to say 6 months in particular, and all of those toxic emotions that have been deposited onto her, all the political slander and everything that's been going on here, all of the movies that have been playing out there in the world that have been causing distress and anything but the freedom that America stands for, the freedom that this beautiful Lady America stands for. So I would like to invite you now to join us tomorrow and also today to send her blessings. Let's send her blessings. Let's send her some tender, loving care and compassion for holding us as we evolve out loud and discover what true freedom really means to us, so that we can honor each other and our people, and that we can truly live into our highest human potential here on this planet. And America, she stands for something beautiful. She stands for something great. And so may we hold her high. May God bless America, and may also the people bless America. And may we all feel blessed and come together in unity, not division, all races, to live in harmony on this planet. And so that was my little story. And so now I'm going to introduce you to our first guest. And our first guest is Sherry Teigman. Did I say that right, Sherry? Teigman. And so Sherry is a performance coach, and she's a creative strategist. And really, to be a creative strategist, that's a skill. That's a skill, to be able to use strategy to move beyond something. And Sherry helps the non-average Joes and Jane unleash their inner maverick, a design business and life beyond their wildest dreams. And that's what you do. You help people design their life in business beyond their wildest dreams and move beyond the limitations, right?
I do. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. So beautiful show with beautiful energy. So I'm honored to spend my Friday with you.
Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so great to meet you. Just before the show, we talked a little bit about that you're in New Jersey, right? Yes, that, you know, you feel like a puppy because you're just doing your walk.
Excited walks, yes.
Yeah, I thought that was an awesome, way to describe. Yeah, we're always going on walks. And so that's true. And feeling like a puppy, well, that means that you must feel young at heart.
I definitely feel young at heart, and I also feel a little caged in sometimes. So,
okay. Yeah. So, Sherry, share with us, you know, how you got to this place here, because you're obviously now an entrepreneur and you're in business and this is what you do for a living. And there's so many people out there right now that are looking to become entrepreneurs and that are looking to, you know, even open up, you know, a side business, side hustle. There must have been a dark night of some sort or something that happened that got you to this place.
Yes. So it was funny, before we came onto the show, I was just telling you that my baby is 18 and is graduating high school actually Monday night. So I have an empty nest at a very young age of 46, and I work for myself and I can work from anywhere. And you beautifully said, which lots of people do, oh, you designed that, you set that up, that all worked perfectly. And I jokingly and honestly said it was actually all accidental. Now, we know that nothing's accidental, but put it this way, it was not planned. So rewind about 12 years ago, I was married in a very traditional Jewish background that I came from growing up in the same town that I live in right outside New York City. And I was PTO president, mom who held Sabbath meals, you know, lovely little life that I grew up in and was kind of primed for. I have two boys who are now 20 and 18. And as much as it was a beautiful life for other people, it didn't feel like it fit me. And I was in a marriage that was not right for me. So I got divorced at the ripe old age of, I think I was 33 at the time. And I started anew. So for many people, whether it's in entrepreneurship or changing an aspect of their life, they look at other people thinking, well, they know what they wanted, so I have to wait until then. Or some download's going to drop in and the skies open up with song, or someone's going to hand me a plan and I'm just going to know. But I can say from myself and the hundreds of people I've worked with in this time, it's more this clunky, primal, you know what you don't know. You look around and either it's the wrong job, the wrong partner, the wrong feeling, even intuitively in your body, you just know something's not right. And being brave enough to admit that to yourself and say, I may not know what I want instead, but I know that I want more and I know that there is more for me. And that's really the journey I took on my own, very naively, knowing nothing, which I had a little shame about for a few of the in-between years, like how could I be so naive? But in the end, it happened to be the best thing because I learned to listen to my intuition. I came home to myself because the constraints and answers that worked for other people no longer worked for me. So I couldn't keep using that structure. So I needed to strip everything back and what I call unpack where I was, how I got there, how far away from myself I had gotten. And I started to rebuild. So there were lots of dark nights of the soul. There were many nights, you know, laying on that floor. My boys, I called them my lighthouses. They were my everything. And I carried on at that time for them. They really helped. They didn't know this, but my hope and belief and love for them is what got me over this bridge of, I may not know, but at least I know that I love them. And I know I need to be the best I can be for them. I didn't have a me yet. So when I started to build a me through, I found personal development books and podcasts, you know, the usual fall down the rabbit hole, beautiful shows like this. I started to see there were people who saw the world like I did. I never knew that. So, you know, you start to almost like a smorgasbord, taste a little bit of this, say that's not for me, and really understand your own spectrum and range of what feels real to you. And the more you practice that, the more intuitive it becomes. So I worked on myself and I realized this is what I was meant to do because I can truly understand where people come from. So I trained as a coach and I trained as a yoga teacher, and I've been doing what I'm doing for 7 years. And as hard as all that road was, I wouldn't change maybe a couple of days of it, but most of it I wouldn't, because it keeps me very humble and it reminds me how much fear can hold us back in our life, how much the stories that our brain tells us, how much disconnection from our heart can create worlds around us that don't belong to us. So it keeps me very present to be as passionate about what I do and as in love with the transformation that happens for myself still as a growing, you know, being and soul, and to see, show people and model people what's possible for them if they're willing to find a community, have people to trust, and to really go back inside to radiate out a life that's different from what they thought they were allowed to have.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I'm so inspired because if I was, you know, just beginning my journey or really would want to sign up for personal development coaching with what it is that you offer, I would sign up. I would sign up right now because you are integrated. I can feel it. And you really know what it is that you're talking about because it's naturally just flowing out of you. How can people get in contact with you? How can they reach you? Are you offering any free consultations, anything like that, where people can just make a connection with you? How can they find you on social media?
Sure. So my website is sharitiegman.com. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Reach out. You can hit reply on my website. There's a little contact Shari, or even on social media, send me a private message. I'm always happy to meet new people, have, you know, a consult, see if I can spark some inspiration in someone. Even if it never goes further, I work with people in all different levels. Sometimes it's just a matter of having someone hear your story and give you one little drop of light that then, you know, sparks the rest of the road. So I'm always open to new connections. I think we can all learn from each other.
Yes, we can. I'm so glad that you said yes and you stopped by to bless us with your presence. And just so you know, we're going to be sending you the links to the show, and then we'll be promoting it on social media over the coming days so we can spread it far and wide and sprinkle that magic stardust.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful July 4th, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Shari. Take good care. Bye-bye. We'll take a break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate, through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit lovemorefearlessintuitive.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie, VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited about our next guest. We're going to get right to it. So my next guest is Carol Ward, and she lives close to Ontario, Canada, and she is a CPA, a money wellness coach. She helps people change their limiting beliefs so they can have a great relationship with their financial freedom, with their financial abundance, with money all the way around. And so welcome to the show, Carol.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to join you on your show.
Yes, it's awesome that you're here. I'm so glad that you came. You know, we always need money coaches, money people to help us shift the way that we feel about money and all of the wonderful ways that we can live in our freedom. Because when we have financial freedom, we have a good, healthy relationship with our money, then we can, you know, be in our integrity and we can really truly live a life like that. So in order for you to do what you're doing today, is there a story that you want to share with us that's going to inspire our audience in ways that something that you've challenged you and that got you to be doing what you're doing?
Absolutely. I'd love to share my story with you.
Cool. Go for it.
Good. So I am Carol Ward. I am a money wellness coach, and I'm really passionate about helping my clients to overcome any fears or blocks they may have regarding their money, health, relationship, career, or business. You know, I had to really struggle, but now I finally have clarity and I realized and embraced that this is the work I want to focus on. But it wasn't always this easy. I had to struggle to let go of my past career, and I had to focus on being a money wellness coach. So I just want to share with you and everyone today that it's possible to change careers at any stage in your life, regardless of your age. So a quick look into my backstory. I was a chartered professional accountant, and I held a position as controller for a software company for many years. And while I had enjoyed my work when my children were born, I decided to stay home and take care of them. And at the same time, I had opened a small accounting business because I wanted to remain part of the financial world. Anyway, going forward, in 2017, when my children started high school, I pivoted my accounting business from full. And I had also engaged the services of a marketing coach, and my business quickly grew. But I felt in my heart something was missing. I was not experiencing the same satisfaction or joy in my work as I once did. So I went looking for something different. And while I was at a conference, I heard Tony Robbins speaking about mindset and how we can choose to become the creators of our own destiny. Well, I was intrigued and I did some research. And 1 month later, I believe it was September of 2017, I enrolled in my first NLP class, and NLP is neuro-linguistic programming, and it's really focused on the mindset and communication, the language that we use to overcome limited beliefs, fear, anger, sadness, worry, and so much more. Well, I have to say, I must share that I resonated so much with this material that I enrolled for the next course. And now I'm so happy to say I'm a certified master NLP practitioner as of 2018. These were really intense courses, but the perceptions, the perspectives, and insight that I gained about the human behavior were priceless. And immediately I started using these tools on myself, and I started to change my behavior, my attitude. And I realized that awareness is key. And once I became of any negative self-talk or any limiting beliefs that I had, I used these tools to change my behavior. And after experiencing the value of using these tools, I wanted to share this knowledge with others. So in the beginning of 2019, I decided to scale back my accounting business and start a new business as a money wellness coach. And this is where my struggle started. I was having difficulty downsizing my accounting business. And this process took a little bit longer than I anticipated. Guilt was getting in the way. I felt guilty that I was letting go of a successful accounting business. And even though I was passionate about this new coaching business, I questioned myself that at this stage in my life, was this the right choice for me? So this led to all sort of uncertainty, and the story of guilt that I created in my mind kept me in limbo for a while. And it was reflected in my results. I had managed to sign on a few clients for my new coaching business, but most of my clients were still based on my old accounting business. So at this point, I have to share, I was feeling frustrated. I was feeling stuck, and I knew I had to do something. So I said, enough. I realized I was getting in my own way. And I thought to myself, I've got these wonderful tools that I learned in my NLP. I need to use these tools on myself. So the tools that I use are the three S's, and they are state, story, and strategy. And I'm going to share with you now how I use this technique to help me overcome my doubts. And I'm going to start with the last S, and I'm going to work backwards to the first S. So the last S is strategy. And strategy is how we do something. For example, if you're baking a cake, you need a recipe. Well, the recipe is going to tell you how much ingredients you need, how to put it all together, how long it needs to bake. So strategy outlines how things are done. And while strategies are important, it can also change depending on your stories or any beliefs you may have. And this leads us to the second S, which is stories. And this is really, really huge, as I found out. So as I just mentioned, our strategies that we use, the how, depends on our stories. So for instance, I had this story or this belief that any plant I own or were given to me, it will quickly die. And I don't know why, but anytime I receive a plant, I try my hardest, but it always dies. So I had that old story in my head that I receive a plant, it will die. So once I became aware of this old story, I said to myself, I'm going to stop. I'm going to change the story that anytime I get a new plant, I will research what the plant needs, and that plant would live. So I went out purposely and I bought myself a tomato plant and an oregano plant. And I did the research and I found out that the tomato plant needed a lot of direct sunshine and it needed a lot of water, whereas my oregano plant didn't need as much water. And now that I was aware of the individual needs, I was able to look after my plants. And now I have to share with you that my plants are healthy and alive. So just by changing my story, I changed and implemented a new strategy. And now we will address the first step, which is state. So state is a particular condition that someone is in at a specific time. So if you're in a state of motivation, it will give you the momentum to do the work to get the desired results. As in my plant example, I was motivated to keep my plants alive. So I researched what it needed to stay alive, what requirements was needed. I did the work, and now I have a healthy plant. Some other states, just to name a few, are anger, worry, fear, just being stressful. And as you can imagine, if you're in this kind of state, think how it can negatively affect your story and your strategies. So for me, being in the correct state, being flexible to change my story, and then using the right strategies to achieve my desired results, I was finally able to release the guilt of downsizing my accounting business and to move forward with my coaching business. So I changed my state to excitement for doing something new that I was passionate about. I changed my story to, girl, you've got this. You can make your coaching business successful. And my strategies reflected the steps I needed to build a successful business. So once I realized that my accounting clients and my coaching clients have different needs, and my stories and strategies needed to reflect that.
Oh my gosh, this is such an exciting, exciting way that you evolved, and so authentic and honest. I love this, the story of the plant. I love that. I love, love, love that. How can people, yeah, I'm always going to be, whenever I think of you, I'm going to be thinking about that, how that, and how you know, how you shifted that story. I love that. How can people get in contact with you? Because many people are going to want to, you know, possibly reach out to you for how can you, you know, offer them some coaching or money tips or, you know, something that they can shift their story. How can they get in contact with you and also your social media?
Okay, great. So Facebook, I'm on As Care Reward. Instagram, I'm on As Care Reward CPA. LinkedIn, I'm on As Care Reward CPA. And my email address is carol@warddirect.com.
That's excellent. I love what you've done. And when you were telling the story about, you know, where all of a sudden you were coming across the guilt, then, you know, because you all of a sudden realized there was more programs that you had to transcend and that you had to let go and that you had to release. And thankfully, you didn't sabotage yourself to where you stopped yourself entirely and killed that dream. And I think the story of the plant is so meaningful, because that's a good, good metaphor that we can all use to, you've given us a lot of tools today, Carol. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations for changing your story. And thank you so much for changing the world and making the world a better place. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, everybody. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you struggle with transitions? Do fear and stifling limitations hold you back? There are soulful solutions right at your fingertips. Join me, Shamise Daniel, for inspiring conversations with spiritual leaders who can give you the tools you need to calm your inner storm and ignite your soul's fire. Tune in to Soulful Travel Adventures every first and third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daniel from IntuitionWisdom.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. We've got something super special. What a generous gift. Wow.
It's time to discover who you really are. And we're offering a free intuitive reading on our website at IntuitionWisdom.com. All you got to do is take the step to become one with the universe, and the life purpose is that bridge. So please come to our website, intuitionwisdom.com.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Life purpose unlocks abundance.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
We're not done yet.
Some of us are out here to educate and inspire.
This year, 2020, is the year. We got to show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I absolutely love doing this show. I love talking to these people that are just coming on with these incredible stories, and I just feel so inspired. It just really charges me up. I hope it inspires you and charges you up too, and helps you to realize that you can do anything that your heart desires, and that now is the time. Let me introduce you to my next guest. My next guest is Joanna Wright. Her tagline is bottom line wealth. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And we're going to hear a little bit more about her bottom line wealth programs. But she taps into a proven path. She helps people tap into a proven path for financial freedom. She is recognized as an expert in creating more than 5 million in real estate transactions, changing the lives of hundreds nationwide with her bottom line programs. Welcome to the show, Joanne. Nice to meet you.
Awesome. Nice to meet you as well. Good to be here.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying yes.
Absolutely.
So, okay, we see in your background, you are in one of your commercial buildings.
Yes.
And that's what we were talking about before we came on. And so it's authentic to what it is that you do. And so, you know, what you're doing now is you're helping many people change their financial lives, their bottom lives, their bottom line with your programs. And what's the story? What got you here?
Oh my goodness, the story. Yes, Cornelia. So currently I have students across the nation. I actually just went global. I have a student in the UK that I train. And so it's just expanding and expanding. It is just amazing all the different things that I get to do. My investments are in multiple states and all of my students as well. So it's pretty exciting. I just love what I do. I've been doing it for over 20 years and I just love the science. The mad science in me loves all the different things you could do with real estate investing. So with that being said, it truly wasn't that way my entire life. Like I've had kind of a rough one and, I was not born into this. My parents didn't buy their first house until I was an adult. So real estate was not in my knowledge. When I first started into real estate, I got into it as a mortgage broker and quickly learned all the things that I needed to learn and started investing and getting my own properties. Well, in 2008, I lost everything. I lost everything. And, I fell so hard. I hit every rock and branch on the way down. I couldn't even afford a bottle of water. It was horrible. It led into a very horrible relationship of physical and emotional abuse. And I just kind of died inside a little bit. And that went on for a while. And it wasn't until, because I've always been a very strong person, like, how did I ever get here, And it wasn't until my son turned to me one day and said, Mom, what happened to you? You used to be so strong. And I just, again, just right to the heart, oh my God, what have I done? And how do I get out of this swirling, mess? So it took a lot of mindset work in my department. It was a lot of trying to not be afraid, trying to not succumb to all of the different situations that were happening, a way to keep my money that he didn't take it so that I can build and get out. A lot of things had to happen behind the scenes for me to be successful and to get out of that relationship. It was the best thing I could have ever done. And I know a lot of women stay in those relationships because they have no money, they have no way, and they just don't have answers. I was one of those women. So it took a lot of, putting the blinders on, listening to Tony Robbins, listening to, you know, what it takes to like shift that mindset of it's okay to be afraid, but it's not okay to stay there. So, and when it becomes a must, that's when you step over the line. And that's what I learned from Tony Robbins. And it became a must for me when I let down my child. He's now 33, but, you know, it was a huge thing for me that that disappointment in his eyes, you know, of his mom and scared for me as well, but also a disappointment of like, how did you ever get there? I've always looked up to you. So I then put together, I've always been in real estate for 20 years now. And how do you do it with no money, mm-hmm. right? How do you even get started? So wholesaling is what I started with. And I had to do it secretly through the computer and through some fellow investor friends that I have, God bless them, to create cash flow to be able to get out of my situation. And I mean, literally, I could not even afford a bottle of water. I lost my vehicle. I lost my phone. I lost my house. I lost everything. And here I was in this abusive situation, like, how, you know, it was crazy. So being able to do wholesale, and wholesale is basically just buying at a discount and selling at a discount. And you can do that with anything, even a matchbox car. They do it on eBay all the time. So that's what I did. And that was how I started my cash coming into me. And if he knew about a deal, like I would say I made this much, like this little bit, and then this rest went over here. So I had to be secretive of it so I can build my, you know, security. And that's what we're all looking for, is that financial security. Mm-hmm. And it's in my heart, it's in my soul to be able to help others create that financial security because of situations like I was in. So I train on the four exit strategies: wholesale, fix and flip, buy and hold, and money lending, so that people can understand how to build their wealth in real estate, because it's not a one size fits all industry. We need to be able to know how it fits us to be able to move the needle. So, and now I'm, again, like I said, I have students now globally. Woo! That's my big win.
That's huge.
And I'm in my commercial building right now. I have property in multiple states and working on commercial property as well in different states. This is, I'm saying as well, because I'm in Pennsylvania, in case you guys didn't know. I'm like, besides this one, besides here, I'm doing it another. So, but it's a whole lot of fun. And the main thing I want to get across to everyone is that you could do anything if you put your mind to it. It's all about mindset. And I'm truly, like, every student I have that I train, the first thing they have to get is the book, The Four Agreements, from Don Miguel Ruiz. Yeah. And it helps sets the stage of the type of person who I am. Mm-hmm. It helps them to know, okay, I could do my best. And you know, it's a safe container to learn and to not, you know, either feel stupid or feel like I don't have enough money or feel like whatever you want to feel like, you know, it's a safe container to be able to move the needle. You know, it's about changing your mindset and doing your best. That's truly all I want to offer.
Yeah, that's huge. I really, you know, like, I definitely want to contact you, because I'm not in real estate, but I definitely am open to learn. And so it's something that I'm curious about. So you will definitely be hearing from me. I think it's congratulations for you to have a global, now your first global students. I mean, this is a huge accomplishment to come from a place of where you feel completely disempowered, where all of everything has been stripped away from you, and where you're completely dependent and reliant upon a toxic, abusive relationship, where then you as a person, then your son had to remind you of your power. Mom, why, what's happening to you? And bless his soul, you know, he was there to remind you, like, Mom, what happened? You got this, like, really, like. And it's very admirable to see what you've done, how you've, you know, gone from being practically homeless from nothing to where you are today. And so that's the inspiration of what we want to inspire everyone else, that it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The point is that wherever we are, we can begin again, we can begin again. And so I'm really proud of you. And I just feel like what a wonderful job you've done to claim your power back and claim your land back and claim your real estate back and get your money back and get your money flow. It's such a huge celebration. What a way to go into 4th of July this weekend, celebrating you with what
my independence. Yeah.
Celebrating your absolutely independence. You know, this is warming my heart, because in the truth is you are an extension of me and we are all one. And so it warms my heart to know that, you know, we had a meeting here today. We get to connect and we get to share and we get to inspire others. How can people reach you and find out a little bit more about you, or people that want to connect and, you know, get those bottom line programs that you've got?
Absolutely. Well, the big thing that I have going right now is a free challenge in my Facebook group. It's Retire Early Through Real Estate Investing. It's a private Facebook group that you can join and learn all the fundamentals of how to get started in real estate. Because that's the number one question people ask me. They just don't know where to start. So I created a whole 5-day challenge so you can get started. And I've had participants in negotiations on a property within 5 days.
Wow.
So pretty hot.
What's the name of that again? How to Retire Early?
Retire Early Through Real Estate Investing. Mm-hmm. Facebook group.
Cool.
Yeah. And you can find me at bottomlinewealth.net.
Welcome. I mean, that's awesome. That's just absolutely awesome. So anyway, what's your plans for 4th of July weekend?
I'm actually going camping in my backyard. I have 78 acres out here in Pennsylvania, and we're just going to go camping to make it different.
That's so great. That's so great. Is it going to be you and your son?
Me and my husband, actually. Yeah. Oh,
you and your husband. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Joanna Wright, for coming on and blessing us today with your expertise. And thank you for inspiring our audience and saying yes. And we'll be in touch and we'll see you soon. Many blessings to you.
And same to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
I love Sanskrit, its beauty and its universal ideas. I love that this is readily accessible to everyone. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. This pure and perfect aspect to Sanskrit is ever available. Sanskrit is the voice of reason, truth, and practical wisdom, which tells us what's the right thing to say or do in any situation. Try this. When you are unclear what to do, think of someone wise and ask yourself, what would they say or do here? The answer that comes is always just right. It's pure and perfectly formed, so you can take your next best step forward. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a timeless wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to gain access to simple timeless wisdom with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Cornelia here. I'm so excited to introduce you now to our last guest. And so I don't know about you, but these last three ladies, I can feel the energy and the momentum building, and there's so much excitement and enthusiasm. And now with our final guest for today's show, but I want you all to stay tuned for the next show, because we're going to have another show at 1 o'clock right here on Lady Boss with Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. But now I want to introduce you to Amy Schatt, right? Am I saying your last?
Shade, like under a tree.
Amy Schatt from California. Amy's here to help us get unstuck. And she's a dancer, she's an educator, she's an artist. And yes. So these are all wonderful creative qualities to have, to be able to, you know, dance it out, to, you know, use art as creativity, and also getting unstuck at any point in time. That's a valuable skill to have. So welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you said yes. Now, something got you to this place. So, yes. You know, what is your, is it going to be your dark night that you're going to be sharing with us? Or what are you going to be telling us today about what got you to the place that you are today?
All right. Well, my message is you are where you're supposed to be. And I came, it is a darker message with a happy ending, an ending of hope and inspiration. How about that? So are you ready for the story?
Yes, I'm ready. We're ready.
All right. So you are where you're supposed to be, right? This is a lesson that I've been learning, that I've been taught, I should say, since like 2002, when I started, you know, getting into meditation class and reading, you know, books, self-help books. And they would always say, you are where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, okay. I have this beautiful job of teaching dance. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm in this beautiful relationship. I'm where I'm supposed to be, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is easy, right? This is an easy lesson. But I learned the lesson, and I learned how powerful that lesson was or is when my fiance was diagnosed with cancer in 2011. Mm. And 6 weeks later, he was gone.
Wow.
And what happened in those 6 weeks and the actual day of his death was very traumatic. It was, it really just shook my whole life. I mean, everything was turned upside down. I lost trust in the world. I lost trust in me. And there was no foundation. And I came out of that experience with trauma, with, you know, post-traumatic stress. And I was just riddled with fear. I was riddled with anxiety. And I was in shock. I was like, what just happened? Like, my whole life was in front of me. My whole future was laid out. He was my best friend. He was my everything. He was my future. And he's gone 6 weeks, just like that. And I remembered that lesson. You are where you're supposed to be. And with that lesson, I was like, I am where I'm supposed to be. We all have our own path. This is my path. I am where I'm supposed to be. And when you're in trauma and you're in that anxiety and you're in that fear and you actually sink into that lesson, you start healing. I am where I'm supposed to be. What's the lesson? Where's the lesson that I can get better? I am where I'm supposed to be. How can I be more loving? How can I be more open? How can I be stronger? So I'm going along. I'm enrolling in school, 2012. The anxiety of leaving my house was so tremendous. I'm walking up the hill to the college. I am where I'm supposed to be. I'm sitting in a chair at a community college surrounded by 19, 20-year-olds. I'm 42. I'm sitting in that chair. I am where I'm supposed to be. I apply for a 4-year college. I get a BA in performing arts with a GPA of 3.875. I am where I'm supposed to be. And that lesson that I was taught many years ago, and I learned in the process of loss, of gain, of triumph, of heartache, that lesson has kept me moving forward in my path, which has now led me here with you today, as a coach, as a person of service. Telling my story. I'm here. I'm where I'm supposed to be.
I'm so moved. I'm so moved. I'm deeply moved because the way that you told the story and the way that you kept bringing it back to walking up the hill, I am where I'm supposed to be, and the college reference, mm-hmm. Your age, all the different things where you kept bringing it back. It's a beautiful metaphor. I feel like it's walking the labyrinth. Mm-hmm. You really moved me with telling the story. And I'm sure that our beloved audience, the people that listen today or the people that are going to listen in the future when they hear this, are going to be deeply as moved by the way that you told the story. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, very creative, very inspiring. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your loss because I can only imagine, like, you know, I can only imagine what that's like. And, but that you always brought it back to the belief that you had, I am where I'm supposed to be, that was the thing that always brought you back to a universal principle.
Yeah.
A universal principle that you lived by and that nourishes you and that, kind of like a breadcrumb that it continuously, a stake in the ground that continuously keeps showing itself to you and you keep seeing it and that yeah. You keep speaking it. So I just gave me the chills. So it's beautiful. I'm very blessed by having listened to this story and I want to thank you. Now let us tell the audience how they can get in contact with you.
So they can contact me at amyshadt.com, which is S-C-H-A-D-T. I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn. So yes, reach out because I know right now, especially so many people are feeling like this doesn't belong to them where they're at, but it does belong to them. Everything in your life belongs to you, right?
Yes. Yes. So, yes, we definitely want to invite the audience to reach out to you because I'm sure that you'll give them a consultation if it fits. So that's so great. And now's the time to reach out. All the resources, all the support, everything that is there for you because we're all in this together. We're all oneness.
And we are.
We are. And so, Amy Shadt, it's wonderful to meet you. Thank you for saying yes.
Yes.
And thank you.
Say yes.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And beloved audience, thank you for being here. And we'll see you again next time on the Stories of Hope. And also, please share these videos with people that you feel could use them also. And stay tuned for our next show. We'll see you here again in just a few minutes at 1 o'clock. Thank you, Amy. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.